Praise the Lord.
The purpose of this, let's read it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now.
And this now include now.
The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
And the violent take it by force.
Only people with violent faith will take it by force. By force. What does he mean by saying, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence? You know how John lost his life for speaking the truth. For speaking the truth, it cost him his head. Amen. Apostle Paul brought it up to us in Ephesians chapter 6. These are the scriptures we have been looking at throughout this week. From verse 10.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
The wiles, that the weapons that Satan uses. And this weapon that Satan uses, they are called demons. I have explained that last week. And these demons, there are physical demons and there are spiritual demons. And some of these physical demons also include human beings. Every agent of Satan to destroy man, to trouble man, you are a demon. Go on. Listen.
Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
This battle of violence that Jesus was speaking about is not flesh and blood. It's no human beings we are fighting. There is a spirit behind what is going on. What is it?
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
And this whole armor is summed up in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Verse 4.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
So what are we, which weapons are we going to use?
But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Now listen. Listen very well. I want to say something. You must catch it. You must catch it. Go back. Go back to Ephesians chapter 6. From verse 13. Listen.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Now, that what?
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand.
Before we read verse 14, listen. When he said, put on the whole armor of God, that is the guarantee for protection from the arrows of the enemy. When you put it on, if they fire you, that thing will bounce it back. Hallelujah. If they put it, you step in there, it cannot harm you. Why? Because you have put on the armor of God. And if the battle is not physical, it simply means also that the armor is not physical. Now, what is the armor that will protect you from the wiles, from the arrows? Read on verse 13. Okay, verse 14. Yes.
Stand therefore.
Now see the dressing. He's using physical description to make you understand what it also looks spiritually. The first thing is what?
Having your loins girt about with truth.
This is your loins. The belt where you tie. Tie with what?
With truth.
When you tie trousers with truth, it cannot come down. Nobody will see your nakedness. What again?
I'm having on the breastplate of righteousness.
What is it? It's breastplate. You hang it here. Because when you hear target, even in shooting range, those of you where the Where did they train terrorists? Then they teach them how to shoot. There is a place that they call target. If you shoot there, don't waste your bullet. Just one bullet. If it passes through there, it's going. And there, because that's where the heart is. That is why it is here, the breastplate. It covers it. What is it? Righteousness. Hallelujah. Because the prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. You see nothing in me. Why? The accuser of the brethren will look for something to accuse you. He will see righteousness. Yes?
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
He said, as much as lieth in you, he said, live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with all men. Don't go and look for trouble. Because it is as a bird moves up and down that he jams trouble, so also a curse, causeless, shall not come. Live peaceably, be at peace with all men. Go on.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Now, he call it shield. A shield is held in the hand. So that when they throw the arrow, you wave it away. Now, why it is a shield? Because you can move with it. If it is coming this way, you put it down here. If it is coming this way, you bring it down here. And he call it the shield of faith. 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 Faith here. Praise the Lord. Revelation. Revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go ahead.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
You will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yes?
And take the helmet of salvation.
What is the helmet of salvation? It is in the head. That is, all that you have in your head is heaven-minded. A life pleasing before God. You are thinking of your salvation. Always thinking, reminding yourself of who you are. Always. That is the helmet of salvation. All around you is salvation, 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 salvation. Yes?
And the sword of the Spirit.
The final one now that you will use is what?
The sword of the Spirit.
Which is what?
Which is the word of God.
The word of God. It is with that. Hallelujah. And what did Jesus Christ fight Satan during the temptation? He used it is written. It is written. And this is how, praise the Lord, you will now use the sword of the Spirit. That is why, after you have covered yourself, you have armed yourself with the word of God, you have covered yourself with the whole armor of God, then you are ready for the battle expressed in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Go on.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
The weapons of our warfare, if they are going to be mighty through God, you have the word of God, which is his promise for you. And God cannot deny himself. He watches over his word to perform it. And it is prayer. It is prayer. That's why Apostle Paul said, because we're in a battlefield, he said, pray without ceasing. For your information, we have the natural Israel. We are the spiritual Israel. The nation of Israel, they are surrounded by enemies. Iran has sworn that Israel must not exist. The Arab world, they are in a league, and their number one common enemy is Israel. They don't believe Israel should exist. Amen. But that is their promised land. Oh, glory be to God. And the word of God said he will bring them back, and nothing will be able to remove them again. And they came back in 1948.
and they are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But my reference to them is this. Listen. Amen. If the average Jew, immediately you finish your university, you are entering the army. Mandatory military training and military service for a minimum of 2 years or so. There they train every one of them. And when you finish and you decide not to continue with the, they call it IDF, Israeli Defense Force. Once you finish and you don't want to continue the service, you want to leave, you, everyone, in including women, they carry arms. That girl on the street going like that, amen, inside her bag there is pistol, or that dress where she wear inside, she has a gun inside, ever ready to confront the enemy, which is the weapon, the equivalent of our own sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. There is a way you will load yourself with the Word of God, that when you speak, you are actually a walking time bomb before the enemy. People don't know this. And when you are loaded, you don't cry when there is a problem. You speak. That is why he said, death and life, it's in the power of the tongue. He says that men ought to pray always, always to pray and not to faint. Jesus said so. Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. David said 4 times he offered his prayer in a day. 4 times. Pray without ceasing. Why? The adversary, like a roaring lion, walketh to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Therefore, watch and pray. Watch and pray. The reason this is quickened to me to share before the bride of Christ worldwide is so that somebody's prayer life can be restored. Another person, your prayer life can be revived. And another person, your prayer life can be improved. So those of you who love to pray, you will also know how to pray. So that we live a victorious life. We are in a battle field. We are in a warfare theater when you become a Christian and you have received the Holy Ghost. You are Christ. There is Antichrist that is after you. But he cannot get us because we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. As long as you are under that blood, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. Every day, take warfare prayer seriously. There is preventive prayer and there is curative prayer. I've been saying this since Sunday. Preventive prayer against those demons that Satan creates, invents to torment us. Prevent. Before you go out, preventive prayer. Then if you notice something funny around you, curative. And these prayers, a warfare prayer, they are, I said something during the vigil. And I said, I have experienced it. you know, there is just as this mouth that we have, this voice that we have, there is an anointing, there is a power that is released when you are angry. When you are angry, oh, glory be to God. This power, I have observed two sources where, or two situations where anything you say in that estate come to pass is when you are angry. One, when you are angry, you say it. And when you are angry, nobody gets angry and talks as if he's talking to his girlfriend. You express it by the way you talk. It is powerful. Then another one is when the person is crying. If you make anybody to cry, and in the instead of crying, he say anything, the power there is too much. That's why some brothers are facing frustration because you disappointed a young girl somewhere. And you made that girl to cry. And in that instant, they lay a curse on you. You are finished. No mountain will reverse it. Only that girl can reverse it. I said, I have confirmed. When a young girl was trying to project something on me, and the Lord caused me to see it in the spirit, and I just screamed, spontaneous scream in anger. There was a power that packed her and hit her head on the door in the office I was praying for her. I had to be the one to drag her. I hope she didn't injure. And I learned a principle. Brethren, when you have a serious situation, face it seriously. Amen. But when you are praying, there are also tactics, a warfare. Every war, executing every war, you use tactics. Don't let the person you are praying know that you are praying against the person. That's why Jesus said you should pray in your secret and he will reward you openly. Praise the Lord. What I'm doing now is like we are in a training school. I am teaching you something. If you catch what I am saying, there is no book should be written on warfare. Do you understand? Because spiritual warfare has no certain, it's as the spirit will lead you. It's as the spirit will lead you. Somebody was suspecting some things happening in the house. I didn't know it happened. It was here. I was leading prayer when God was showing me. Came to this church, packed sand from here, and went to the house. That is called prophetic action. Sprinkle it. He said, angels of God have been marching on the ground here. I know this sand here is not ordinary. And God honors faith. Praise the Lord. Woke up in the morning and saw dead flies, dead cockroach, dead everything, fill everywhere in the house. Which book they write, they say, if you want a cockroach to die in your house, pack sand. It's as the spirit leads you. Amen. There is one man, one brother that took Cain, locked his room in the night. He suspected there is a witch in that compound. Put them down. As any witch, let the Holy Ghost cane you. Let the angel cane you. He did there, they cane. He did there, they cane. As in the cane, the neighbor they shout, leave me, oh, leave me, oh, leave me, oh, Mandela, leave me, oh, Mandela, leave me, oh. Eh? If he stop, the person will stop. He start again. I said, leave me, oh, leave me, oh. Okay, now. Hallelujah. But there is also another sister. Hallelujah. That she was in a dream. He said they came and warned her. He said, you are troubling us too much. The reason is because, amen, in that her compound, every night, she discovered that some funny things happen in the night. So she said, every night, I no go sleep. Between so-so hour, now when they meet. So-so hour. Therefore, any meeting, scatter. No prophetic action. Her prophetic action is the timing. Now this hour then they meet. Therefore, now this hour, me too go start my own. Any gathering which is in this compound disturbing our progress, Holy Ghost fire, scatter. That meeting will not hold. You will not hold. You will scatter. You will not hold. You will scatter. Scatter until the hour when they meet to finish. Them that are led by the Spirit, allow the Holy Ghost to lead you. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. Whatever He tells you to do, thank you, Jesus. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. Tell your neighbor, whatever He tells you to do, do it. Tell four people around you. Let them hear you. Listen to me. It will help you in the battle you are facing. And if you think you are of Christ, I am also a Christian. And concerning spiritual warfare, we know the battles we have faced to be where we are today. Praise the Lord. I know Him. He's a mighty one in battle. El Shaddai,
you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai,
oh yes,
you are the mighty one. Glory to your name.
All you need is just faith. Because before the battle begins, we have already won it. He has assured us that no weapon of the enemy fashioned against us shall prosper. We want to teach some people who don't know how to pray to begin to learn, know how to pray. You say you cannot pray for 20 minutes, you don't tire. No, not Brother Assembly Church people now. Brother Assembly Church, we know how to pray. Brother Assembly Church, blessed be the name of the Lord. We know how to pray. Because we have 5 gears for prayer. Gear 1, gear 2, gear 3, gear 4, and gear 5. By the time you start gear 1, 1 hour don't finish. Then before you enter gear 2, another hour. Then by the time you enter gear 3, Minimum 1 hour. Maybe 3 hours don't go so. Then gear 4. Now gear 4, then they take well too. Amen. Because gear 4 is divided into 2. Gear 4A and gear 4B. Then we come to gear 5. I mentioned it during the vigil on Friday. What is gear 1? Worship. Start your prayers with worship. What is gear 2? Thanksgiving. Thank Him for what He has done before. Amen. And when you want to thank God, don't be short-sighted. Go back memory lane since the day you were born. You see too many reasons to thank Him. And don't be tired of thanking Him. Keep thanking Him every day. Then, when you finish, gear 4. Remember, gear 4, A, is report the matter to God and tell God to fight your battle for you. Then gear 4, B, now you go fight them now. Anyone will say this year go bad like last year bad for me. What do you want to happen for him? If you don't know what to do, go to mountain of fire and rain fire. Die by fire. He go die. Yo. He go die. Anything Satan is using to disturb my progress. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, gear 3 is prayer. Gear 3 is petition. What you want God to do for you? Then gear 4 is warfare. Anything we go disturb this my prayer, where I pray to ask God to do. Prayer is to ask God to do something for you. Lord God, scatter them. Scatter them. Any monitoring gadget. I'm going for this interview next week. Anything that will disturb this interview, Father, that is preventing prayer. Fire them. Scatter them. That hand that has been holding my expectation, Father, wither it. Destroy it. That eye that is monitoring me, blinding it. Blinding it. That meeting they are holding against me, Father, scatter them. You are the same God of Jehoshaphat. Scatter them. Let them begin to fight themselves. Father, keep my enemy too busy to remember me. These are the kind of thing. 1 hour don't pass. Amen. Then gear 5. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. That is, end the prayer by worshiping him again. I was hearing a testimony from Brother Victor from Port Harcourt. You are listening to me. You share your testimony with me. A Pentecostal pastor that goes about, you know, by the way he was brought up, he did not know the power of the spoken word. They will be doing a lot of fetish things. Then he watched me on Bright TV. And he said, he's going to see that God, I'm going to do what Pastor Moses is doing. Then let it confirm to me that this message he's preaching is the truth. By what he will do. So he said he went for that program. Nothing. Only the power. He just went. And after his prayer, he said, as Pastor Moses used to do. He said, turn back, turn front. I lose you, turn. And everybody there received their healing. And the guy now is calling my brother Victor. I know, Victor, you are listening to me from Port Harcourt now. And he says, so this thing is true. By that, he believed the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, not only that man, all of you, whatever I tell you to do, do it. My God will confirm it.